There are more people in India than in the entire Western Hemisphere of Earth.
True. In mid-2021, India's population was 1.393 million, which accounted for 17.7% of the total world population. According to UN estimates, India will become the most populous country in the world within the next 10 years, when it will have about 1.45 billion inhabitants. Unlike China, India did not have a child policy. But fertility rates are falling. India's population is very young. The median age in India is 28 years.
India's national language is Hindi.
Not true. India doesn't have a national language. Hindi and English are both official languages. Though the writers of the constitution wanted a transitional status for English, but opposition to Hindi hegemony and nationalism from speakers of other languages, particularly Tamil, means that English remains an official language. The current nationalist government promotes Hindi. Hindi is the fourth most spoken language in the world, with 310 million native speakers, 4.5% of the world's population.
India is the country with the most languages spoken.
True. The precise number of languages spoken in India is probably over 1,000, but it is often hard to define when one language begins and another ends. It is estimated that there are as many as 19,500 known languages and dialects across the country. 22 languages are recognized languages, with Hindi and English being the official languages. However, other commonly spoken languages include Bengali, Telugu, Tamil, Urdu, and Punjabi.
India is the world's largest English-speaking country.
Not true. India is second only to the USA when it comes to speaking English, with around 125 million people speaking the language, which is only 10% of India's population. This number is expected to grow by quite a margin in the coming years, as learning and speaking English is encouraged for economic reasons.
In spite of British rule over India, not many words of Indian origin made their way into English.
Not true. The Oxford English Dictionary currently lists more than 700 words of Indian origin, among them frequently used words like avatar, Kashmir, cheetah, curry, ginger, jungle, mango, pajamas, shampoo, yoga, and so on. Many of these words are linked to food and lifestyle. Some migrated to other languages as well and have become household names.
India's capital, Delhi, is the second largest urban agglomeration in the world.
True. According to the UN, Delhi is now the second largest urban agglomeration in the world, with Mumbai ranked 7th and Kolkata 10th. The population of Delhi and its immediate urban hinterland is now over 22.65 million and is only surpassed by Tokyo. Six other Indian cities, Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Pune and Surat, feature in the UN's top 100 urban agglomerations.
India has one of the highest populations of Muslims in the world.
True. Even though less than 15% of Indians are Muslim, the country's enormous population means that India is home to more Muslims than most Muslim-majority countries, except Indonesia and possibly Pakistan. The first Muslims came as traders in the 7th century and settled in Kerala in the south. When India became independent in 1947, millions of Muslims migrated to either West or East Pakistan. The latter became Bangladesh in 1971. But huge numbers also remained behind. Today, India has the highest number of mosques in the world.
India has the world's largest film industry.
True. More than 1,100 movies are produced on average each year. That's slightly ahead of Nigeria, twice as many as the American film industry. However, most Indian films are not products of Bollywood, the nickname given to Mumbai's Hindi movie industry. Almost as many films are made each year in both Tamil and Telugu, the two most widely spoken southern Indian languages, and Chennai and Hyderabad are major film production centres.
India has a spa just for elephants and the Bill of Rights for cows.
True, in the Punatokota Elephant Yard Rejuvenation Centre in Kerala, elephants receive baths and even massages. Cows are believed to be holy in Hinduism, and the constitution has a set of rules in place that prevents the sale and slaughter of cows. In West Bengal, India, cows must have a photo ID card to stop the smuggling of cattle to neighbouring Bangladesh.
India is one of the leading diamond producers.
Not true. Initially, diamonds were only found in deposits in Guntur and Krishna district of the Krishna River Delta. Until diamonds were found in Brazil during the 18th century, India led the world in diamond production. One of the largest cut diamonds of the world is the Kohinoor, which is part of the British Crown Jewels.
India gave the world most valuable objects and concepts.
True, the following objects and concepts originated in India. The game of snakes and ladders, chess, buttons, shampooing, diamond mining, the concept of zero and algebra.
The Indian railways transport around 10 million passengers every day.
Not true. The Indian Railways is the largest rail network in Asia and carries over 23 million passengers daily in 12,617 trains. India has some of the oldest train networks in the world, a legacy of its imperial British past. And yet, India's train networks are generally reliable despite being notoriously overcrowded. Commuter trains have a special women's compartment to protect women from sexual harassment. The Lifeline Express is the world's first hospital train, taking its services ranging from surgeries to cancer treatment to remote villages.
There is a temple for rats in Rajasthan.
True, the Kali Mata temple in Rajasthan is home to thousands of rats. Pilgrims see them as their ancestors and worship them. The Temple of Rats is one of the strangest attractions of India, and also one of the most unknown facts about India as well.